just talked to my babe on the telephone. She said, stop what you're doing, baby, come on home. I can't hold out, I can't hold out too long.
Welcome to Roll on Shabbos. This is our Big Lebowski fan cast, and I am here with the Jesus.
Hello.
It's Fernando Castro, the nervous Mexican.
Hello.
And I'm here with Carl Hungus.
I would cut off your Johnson.
It is my twin brother, Sam Brinkmeyer.
Hey.
And in case you didn't know, I am Crossplay Walter. I am your unladylike and vulgar host, Emily Brinkmeyer. So, guys, we're in the same room.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If
it's a little loud, isn't it?
It's a little loud. We wanted some.
There's just balls going all around us.
There are just balls flying. We wanted some ambiance. Some ambiance. And the way we're accomplishing this is by being in a room that's really loud.
we're at the Highland Lanes in Austin, Texas.
Which Sam's coworker told him was Lebowski themed.
No, she said the grill next door was Lebowski themed. I was expecting, a lot more.
This place is a super letdown.
You can't only get, we can't be greedy. At least we got the Lebowski grill.
Right. It's called the Lebowski grill.
Yeah.
And what this is, it's a grill inside a bowling alley.
Almost literally a hole in the wall.
It really is a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
They do have a tiny poster that says Lebowski grill.
It appears to be fan-drawn. Yes. I don't think that's official in any sense.
Oh, no.
No.
And they have a little rug set, like a little carpet sample that looks like the dude's rug, which
It could be pee stained. I'm not real sure.
We'll have to examine it further.
But it's a nice touch. Sam, tell me about the day that we're here. It's Saturday.
It is Saturday. We're rolling on Shabbos.
We are rolling on Shabbos, but it's an emergency,
That's why we're doing it.
Because you are in for the 4th of July weekend, and this is the first time we're all hanging out together, so it's quite nice. The original peach is back together.
Neat.
So we are checking out the menu for the Lebowski Grill because we came all this way. I mean, we might as well play.
And
look at the menu. They do have an item called the Dude. It appears to be a burger. They have a
3-pound Angus beef topped with pickles, lettuce, onion, tomato, mayo, and mustard.
They have
cheese for 50 cents.
They have the Walter, which is double the meat and double the cheese.
Because Walter is double the man.
He is double the man.
Of course.
It's the fat man's burger.
Yeah, can't eat that on Friday, though, because he's Polish Catholic.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But it's Saturday, so it's okay.
Well, he converted because of his wife. Whatever.
Right. We also have the Donnie. Bacon-wrapped hot dog, hand-dipped and fried topped with chili, queso, chipotle, mayo, grilled onions, and jalapenos on a hulky roll. What the fuck is that?
Well, it's in case you want to have a heart attack at the end.
Oh, do you need manky teeth to eat it?
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
All right. You're out of your element.
We are way out of our elements here. There's nothing else Lebowski-themed about this menu at all, except
it has the words Lebowski's Grill on it.
Yep.
That is about it. I mean, what would you guys have them do, I guess. I mean, at least offer a white Russian.
A sarsaparilla.
A sarsaparilla, okay, and have it called the Stranger.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be pretty good.
That would be something.
Let's see, if I could change anything about this place, I'd have the people manning the shoe station dressed like Saddam Hussein. I was a little disappointed. There was one guy who had kind of a crustache, but that doesn't really count.
No, not really.
I don't know. Like, it's got a mural of some Texas-themed things.
Looks like that might be downtown Austin. Because I see that's the Capitol building.
Maybe could we have one Saddam Hussein behind the counter and the rest of them be like the Vegas showgirls with the bowling pin heads?
Yeah.
could be confusing for the people who don't see the Lebowski's Grill and they see it's a picture of Saddam Hussein and they say, oh, it's an Iraqi
warlord. Isn't he dead? He's so dead.
This is Saddam Hussein's grill. This is our Saddam Hussein fan cast. We were trolling you guys the whole time. Fuck Big Lebowski. It's all about our leader.
You're simply awful.
So we're going to order off this menu. I think I'm going to get the Donnie.
You think you're going to get the Donnie?
I think I'm going to get it without jalapenos because icky. But I want to see what a hand-dipped fried hot dog is like. Because that sounds horrifying.
It does say hand-dipped in front. Oh, God. I'm just rereading it again. That sounds double awful.
It sounds double awful. I'm going to have a heart attack at the end of this.
Uh-huh.
So
this is your last episode.
This is my last episode. I brought you guys together because I'm giving it over to you. You guys will need to carry on without me.
Yeah, we're going to go scatter your ashes into the river.
Somewhere I would have liked to be.
It's only right.
Yeah. Because I died of disappointment. I died of disappointment. So that's it for this minisode, guys. Let's roll.
Yeah, let's roll.
But we're not going to cook naked.
I guess we won't cook naked.
But we'll roll.
We'll roll.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. I get a real